So I shall try to speak on some of the preliminary important slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam. How Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva under the instruction of Sri Narada Muni. So the description was given by Śrīla Gosvāmī in a very big meeting at Naimisharanya thousands of years ago. And Śrīla Gosvāmī is describing how Śrīmad Bhāgavatam was compiled. Sri Śrīla Gosvāmī Brahmanadhyam Saraswatyam Ashrama Koshime Sati Samma Prasa Isi Prukta Rishinam Satravatam. There is a place, Samma Prasa, above Haridwar, where Vyasadeva Ashram was situated on the river Brahmanadi, Saraswati, on the east, western side, Pushchimi Kati, Rishinam Satravadhana. There all the great sages and saintly persons used to perform sacrifice. Tasmin Ashrame, Tasmin Sahasrame Vyasa, Bhagavati Sandhava Mandite. The ashram was surrounded by very trees, Bhadari, Sanda, Sanda means trees. Asinam upaskrishva pranidadhu manasvayam. So in that ashrama, formerly big saintly persons, they used to live in forest ashram. Now, they have to come far away from ashram to South Africa because people have forgotten. Formerly, big persons, they used to visit the ashram. But nowadays, people are not interested. On our part, they are captivated by the material external energy. It is said that not only now, formerly also, but formerly the number of people who are not interested were very, very small. At the present moment, the number of interested people are very, very small. That is it, Kali Yuga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inaugurated this Krishna consciousness movement that people are in this age are no more interested in their value of life. They are in darkness. Therefore, Vaishnava, under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should go door to door, country to country, town to town, and preach the consciousness for their benefit. He said, Prithivite ase jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hainyinodna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that on the surface of the globe, as many towns and villages are there, the Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. And everyone, Indian especially, was advised to take up this mission and preach. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hi Laja. Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parobhukar. Parobhukar means to do well to others. This is India's mission. India's mission is to elevate outside India. Because outside India, people are interested only how to make money and live materially comfortably. They do not know anything more than that. This is anartha. This is anartha. People have become interested only in bodily comfort. They do not know that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have got different interest of the spirit soul than the bodily interest. The bodily interest is there, even in cats and dogs. They also take care of the body as much as possible by them. Similarly, if we simply take care of the body and do not take care of myself, what I am, what is my necessity, then it is suicidal. So that is going on all over the world. People are interested only in bodily comfort. They do not know that within this body there is spirit soul, and he has got a different type of business or mission that we have forgotten. Therefore, that day has given us this literature. The history of this literature has been described. That means Ashrami Vyasa Bhagari Sandamandite Asina Apah Upaspriṣṭa Prani Jadho Manasayam. Now, Narada Muni instructed him. Narada Muni is Vyasa's guru. So, Vyasa presented before Narada Muni that I have written so many books, Mahabharata, Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, and Upanishad, and so many things. But I am not feeling very much happy. So, Narada Muni instructed him that you have done so many things in your life, but you have not described very elaborately about the activities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you are unhappy. So, I advise you that you take up this business in writing. They will feel happy. So, under his instruction, he sat for meditation. He says, it is a asana apapusaspriśva. Before meditation, this is the process to take water, atma. Namo apovitra pavitra vāsarvā vāsāṅga tūrīvā yasmari pandarītā saṅsā pāryo bhantraṁ Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Three times you have to take water and taste it. That is called upaspriṣṭa. So he did it. Āsina apa upaspriṣṭa pranidadho mana. Then he began to concentrate his mind, meditation. So, that is called yoga. This meditation means bhakti yoga. Meditation, that is the real meaning. Nowadays, meditation has become a fashion. But, meditation is described in the Vedic literature as अनावस्थित तदगति न मनुषा प्रसंत योगी। योगी वे मेडिटेट ध्यानावस्थित ध्यानावस्थित और तदगति न मनुषा माइंड बिकम फुली एब्जॉर्ब इन टू अकाउंट तदगति दैट मीन्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ ओम तत्व। So, tadgati na manusha, our mind is very restless. So, it is very difficult. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna instructed Arjuna to concentrate his mind, meditate upon super soul, so Arjuna frankly admitted that it was not possible. He said to Krishna, my dear Krishna, your advice is nice, but it is not possible. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramati golabhadriyam. Mind is so restless, just like wind blowing. So, to catch any mind, to make him pacify, it is a very difficult job. I don't think I shall be able to do it. Arjuna refused. But Arjuna was a great devotee. Therefore, Krishna encouraged him. Arjuna did not know anything except Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. Then he encouraged him. Then, my dear Arjuna, for you are the best group. Why? He described, Yogi Ramati Sarveha Madhavata Antaratmana Sadhyavam Bhajati Yuma Samayi Dikratam. He subscribed to who? Yogi Ramati Sarveha Madhavata. Simply thinking of Krishna. Madhavata. Antaratmana within the core of heart. Always thinking of Krishna. Yoginamati sarvita madhavata antaratmana sadhyama bhajati yoma. So we are teaching this. Krishna consciousness movement means we are teaching our disciples how to think of Krishna 24 hours. This is it. And the simple method is to chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So this is the process. We have got this big bag, and within this bag, there is a beat, and we chant, we capture each beat, and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. One beat equals 16 times. So, the whole beat change, there is 108. One round means about 1700. In this way, our disciples are advised to chant at least 16 rounds. This is our daily duty. It takes about 2 hours. And after that, we are engaged in so many other businesses. Somebody is typing or printing books. Somebody is going to sell books. Somebody is collecting subscription. Somebody is cooking for the temple duty. So, in this way, our inmates or our members are always engaged. Kirtaniya sadah. This is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Savavarada. Be engaged 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. Then your life is successful. So, Krishna advice, Yogi Namati Sarvita, Madhavata Antaratmana. Here, where there sat in his asam and began to meditate, means he was thinking of Krishna. Here it is said, bhakti-yogena manasi sammapranihite amale tapasya-purusam purna maya sutra-dapasya. So, if we meditate in bhakti-yoga, but that is bhakti-yoga, and Krishna advised that yoginamati sarvesa madhukata antaratma suddhyava with faith and love. If one thinks of Krishna, bhakti yogina, then everything is revealed. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Tedham satyajuktanam bhajatana pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadamita jinavam abhijati. Krishna says, anyone who is engaged, satatam. Satatam means 24 hours. He has no other thinking except Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padar mundai. This is spoken about Maharaj Amurish, who is the emperor of the whole world. He was doing his duty as a responsible king. But still, Savai mana Krishna padar vindaru, he fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanu varnam. And when he used to speak, he used to speak about Krishna. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanu. When he was to walk, he used to go to the temple. When he was to hear something, he was hearing Hare Krishna Mahamudra. When he was to smell something, he was smelling the flowers offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. When he was eating, he was tasting the Krishna Prasada, the food star. Hasta Bhatta Krishna. So we can engage our senses in that way. Set by a second example by Gambhur Maharaj. How to utilize our senses for Krishna consciousness? That is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Stevanam Bhakti Richard. Bhakti means when you engage your senses for the service of the Lord. It's like example said by Maharaja Muri. This example is there because who can be more busy than a responsible king? He has to do so many political affairs. And still, his mind was fixed on Sabhimana Krishna Padar in Krishna Papa. This is bad. So here also bad way, he applied meditation in bhakti yoga. Yoga means bhakti. There are different yogas, hatha yoga, jnana yoga, tapa yoga, many. But the ultimate goal of this yoga means connection with the Lord. So, ultimately, you have to come to the stage of bhakti yoga. So, we are back there. Bhakti yogena manasi sammapranihite amale. The mind became completely purified. Amale. Mala means gratitude. And amala means no gratitude. Or means not. So, mind became completely purified by bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga meditation, the mind became clean. That is required. Our mission of human life is to how to cleanse the mind. mind is not clean. Sinnatana sakata krishna pinna sabana pita riddhantasa avadrani. Avadrani. Inauspicious things. Avadrani. Bhadra means very good, auspicious. And avadra means inauspicious. So, in our condition, state of life, our mind is full with inauspicious things. That is due to rajogun and tamogun. So, if you think of Krishna meditation, then this rajotamogun becomes clean. Nasya prayesu avadre. Avadra is this. Raja Tamaka. So if he thinks of Krishna, then gradually Chetadatmana Marjanam the mirror of our heart becomes clean. The Raja. Raja means dust. And Tama means darkness. Due to that dust, suppose you have to see one mirror. If it is covered with dust, you cannot see. So Raja means dust and cannot see. It is darkness that is Tama. So Bhakti Yoga, you can see within the mind clearly everything. So here, Bhakti Yogena Manasi Sammakramhite Amale. Amale means he can completely clean. So what did you see? When it reminds me can clean, apasha he could see. Apasha purusham purnam. Purusham purnam. Purusham perfect. And purnam, complete. We are also person, every individual being, but we are not purnam. We are apurnam. The Purnam is the Supreme Personality of God. Complete. Complete with everything. That is Purnam. We are trying to be Purnam, but it is not possible. We can be purified, but because we are very small particle. Mamayivantam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that we living entities, we are small particles, just like the fire and the spark. The spark is also fire, but very small particles. Similarly, we are also fire, and as good as God in quality, just like the spark and the big fire. But the spark is very small. It can burn a small portion. Suppose a spark falls on your floor, a spark can burn, but big fire can burn. That is the distinction between God and us. We are also God, but we are not Purnam God. That is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna Tu Bhagavan Sayam. So, back there, he is also living in city, although he is in power. The apasat purusam pur. He saw the Supreme Personality of God. And, mayanta tad apasrayam. And then, that side is maya. Maya means the external energy. Just like if you stand facing the sun, the back side of your, there is a big shadow. That is Maya. So both things are there. The Purusham, the Krishna, and the Maya also, both things he saw. But he is not affected by Maya. This is the special significance of Krishna. All the Maya is there, he said. Maya antadeva pasraya. by Isaiah. But Krishna is not influenced by Maya, but he is controller of Maya. Therefore he is described Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means control. We are controlled by Maya, but Krishna is the controller of Maya. That is the difference. We are not controller, we are controlled. In the next class, it is described that, oh, Jaya Sammohito Jiva. This Maya is illusion. Is illusion to the jiva, to the living entity, not to Krishna. One who thinks Krishna as like us, they are mistaken. Mura, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhajananti mana mura. Manuhin tanuvatukam. Because I am some just like a human being, these rascals, murahs, assets, murah means assets. The example of murah, just like in our vernacular language, we condemn some person who is useless, gadha. So gadha, that is gadha, why he is condemned? Because he does not know his interest. He walks under one washerman and loads tons of cloth on the back, and the washerman gives a morsel of grass, and he stands the whole day again carrying back the big tons of cloth. But why he is gadha? And this grass can be had anywhere. But he is thinking, the washerman is supplying his grass, therefore I must carry his body. Therefore he is gadha. He can get grasses anywhere, but he is thinking that this Mr. Washerman is so kind that he is giving me grass, so I have to bear his cloth. So the Kurmis, they are like that. They are thinking that unless we walk, we cannot get our grass. Therefore, they have been described in the Shastra as ashes, mura. Mura. Mura Rarijana. So these mura, these ashes, they consider Krishna as one of us. Abhijananti mana mura. Manasintanamasitam. Parambhava Vajananta. Parambhava Vajananta. They do not know what is the value of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to teach people to understand properly Krishna. And what will be the result? The result will be Janma Karmantha Nidhitne Divam Jujanatita. If anyone simply understands Krishna, why he comes here? Jada jada isanma sadhyani bhavati. Padatmanam sujammaham. So this is divam. This is not ordinary bath. Ordinary bath, then why not only in India and other parts of the world, the Krishna's birthday is celebrated very pompously. If you would have been an ordinary man, then why people are interested? No. Therefore, Janma, his Janma is Jibbam. That is transcendental. That is not ordinary God. Therefore, you worship the birthday of Krishna, everyone, every Hindu, every Indian. Even Mohammedans, they also observe. In India, there are many Mohammedans. They also observe Krishna's birthday. So, apasrat purusam purna. Krishna is purna purusha. There is no lack of anything. Sarai Sadhya Purv, 6 times of opulence, riches, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and knowledge. It's full. That is called Purva, Apasat Purusam Purva. And Maya and Sukarla Prasam, this Maya also there, but Krishna is not affected by Maya. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi Dhesa Gunamai Mamo Maya Durakpaya. It is Durakpaya for the living entities, not for Krishna. Because Krishna is the controller. And we are controlled. Therefore, in the next verse it is said, Jaya Sanvahita Jiva. Jiva, we living entities, we are being controlled by this Maya. Sanmohita. Sanmohita means illusion. Mohita means captivated. And sammohita. Sam means samma. Fully. Fully. We are, you see, all these conditions, so we are captivated by this materialness. Because you, all Indians, you have come here so far. Many people go, I have also come, but the some of us we have come being allured by Maya, and some may have come for other purposes. So, generally, these jiva, the living entities, they are allured by this Maya. They are the source of two things. Krishna Vipurusam Purna and his illusory energy. So this illusory energy is not controller of Krishna. Look at darkness. Darkness, you have got experience. Here, at night, we are experiencing darkness. But there is no darkness in the sun. The sun is there in the sky. Because the sun is not here, therefore it is dark. But as soon as the sun will appear in the morning, there will be no dark. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. You haven't got to drive away darkness by some separate endeavor. You simply get the Krishna sun. Rise up, then your darkness is gone. This Maya is gone. If you remain without Krishna consciousness, then it is said, Jaya Sanmohita Jiva. Is revealed that illusion. Jaya Sanmohita Jiva. Atmanam Trigunatmapam. Atmanam, we are self, spirit soul. We are covered by this body, tribunatmakam. This body means it is created by the material nature. In somebody, the quality of goodness is prominent, somebody, the quality of passion is prominent, and in somebody, the quality of ignorance is prominent. So according to this, prominence of the particular modes of nature, quality, there is division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Where there is prominence of the quality of goodness, that is Brahman. When there is prominence of the quality of passion, that is Kshatriya. When there is prominence of the quality of mixture, there is mixture also, that is Vaishya. And when there is quality of the prominence of ignorance, that is Shudra. So everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. If you read carefully, then you will understand things as they are. That is our mission. We have published all these authentic books. Bhagavad Gita is a teaching. and he can read them. The human life is meant for that. That here Maya is deluding us. Jayatma hita jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam, I am self. I am three souls. Part and parcel of God. I am eternal. I am ever illuminated. But I am thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am man, I am woman, and Jesus and God. So, there it is. So, bhakti means we have to become free from all these diseases. Sarvabhadhi jinirmuttam. This is called. Upadhi. Upadhi means diseases. So, the Krishna consciousness movement means how to become free from this dizziness. That is Krishna consciousness. The whole trouble in the world is due to this dizziness. We are part and parcel of God. We are very much intimately related with God. But on account of this designation, we are each other enemies. Even in far away countries, the Europeans are there, the Indians are there, the Africans are there. But on account of the bodily designation, separate, European quarter, the Indian quarter, this quarter, that quarter. This designation. So, this is here. There are unknowns of jiva by these designations. All these living entities, they are captivated by these designations. They are sanvayans of the ātmānam trigunātmakam. He is thinking that the spirit soul has become Indian, American, African, or Bhagis. No, trigunātmakam. Karoti. Although he is transcendental to all these designations, manuse anartham, unnecessarily, we are creating separated conflicts. Manuse anartham, Tatritam Chavipadvati. And by that designation, he is thinking, I am Indian, I must act as Indian. I am European, I must act as European. Tatritam Chavipadvati. This is called anartha. Unnecessary. The spirit soul is originally part and parcel of Krishna. He should develop his Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to home. That is his real business. But on account of this anartha, created designation, he is suffering. And he is trying to adjust things materially. That will never be possible. Punap-punap-chad-vita-chad-banana. You go on trying to adjust things on the material platform. It will never be done. Durasaya. This has been discussed, durasayadi bahirottamana. Prate vidu sāsadatim hivishtu. Durasayadi bahirottamana. This is durasaya. This hope will never be fulfilled. One must know it, certainly. If you want to be happy, if you want to be peaceful, if you want to be elevated against your original constitutional position, then you take the Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Coming to the question of the three gunas in the Bhagavad Gita, the sattva guna, the rajo guna, and the tamo guna, I wish to know whether there is any connection between the karma of the karma and the three gunas.
What is the test?
The karma of the karma, of the karma, and the three gunas. When a person is born in sattva guna, whether he has done a good deed in his past life,
Karma is the result of your associating with the gunas. Just like disease, a particular type of disease is the result of your contaminating the germ of the disease. The disease is secondary, the first year contamination. There are three gunas. There is material nature. You can contaminate the tamagun, then you get the body of tamagun. If you contaminate rajagun, then you get the body of rajagun. And if you contaminate or associate with satagun, then you get the body like that. And if you become transcendental, above all these gunas, then you become situated in your original spiritual position. This is the way. Therefore, our duty is how to avoid the big contamination. Just like you try to avoid disease, you take vaccine. Similarly, if you try to associate with the best quality, more samasya nature, goodness, that is safe for your liberation. And if you contaminate the other two qualities, rajagun and tamagun, then you will be more and more entangled. Now I may have this nice human body, but if I contaminate tamagun, the next body may be dog body. Tamagun the animal body, then tree body. There are so many, 8,400,000 of bodies. So in the human form of life, we should be conscious of what kind of association we shall accept. Therefore, we are trying to be association of Krishna consciousness. If you take to this association, then you remain uncontaminated by the material qualities, Krishna consciousness. Then your original spiritual constitution and position is revived, and you go back to home, back to God.
If you expect to dominate a supreme balance from the world, let us know why is the living entity the view of this separation from the supreme power of the world of vision. Thank you.
That is not very difficult to understand. This life in your Jonas bath, there are so many people. So why not all of them come here? Some of them might have gone to the liquor store. Some of them might have gone to the hotel. So it is your option. The three qualities are there. Now, it is up to you where to go. But if you know that by associating with the Krishna consciousness people, you will be benefited, get knowledge, then come here. And if you do not know, in ignorance, then go to legal shop, hotel, restaurant. So, after all, we are part and parcel of God. God is fully independent. And we are minute part. The same example, that this path is minute portion of the path. It has got the burning capacity. Not exactly like God, but it has got the godly power. There are so many examples. This morning I was discussing that you are living entity, part and parcel of God. He has created on aeroplane 747 with 500 passengers and many tons of loads of things. It is flying. So that is your creation. And God's creation is this planet. This is also running 1,000 miles per hour. And so many big oceans, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and so many big mountains. It is also carrying. It is also floating in the air. And the very possibility is also floating. That is your creation, and this is God's creation. That is the difference. Some quality, but not full, a pool, therefore, purusam pool. God has got to full, but not only this one planet, there are millions of planets floating in the air. You can see the sun planet. It is 1,400,000 bigger than this planet. There is also lying in one corner. So that is God's creation. You can create a teeny 747, that's all. Therefore, your power is there, you see that. But very, very small quantity. So we have to take care of our teeny power, just like this spark. The spark, hot, but it is somewhere other, falls down from the fire, it is extinguished. It is extinguished. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God, the spark. If we remain with the fire, it is beaten. And if by chance you fall down, then you are extinguished. Your brilliancy, the fiery quality, becomes extinguished. So our present position is like that. We are forgotten or fallen from God. So our, that little burning power, that is also extinguished. Now we have to revive. Back to home, back to God. Then you become happy.
But I would like to ask the family that only I'm still quite aware that the Western organization has been looking forward to doing it in Ethiopia, very active in the economy or politics or whatever it is. But I'd like to ask the family, what can you plan for the success of the media in the text for the Ethiopia?
Why is that bringing India? Krishna is looking not for India, for everyone. What is the question?
What is the Eastern or Indian understanding of utopia?
Utopia?
Perfect society.
Yes. Perfect society is Krishna consciousness. If you accept Krishna as the center, just like in a family, if you accept the head of the family, your father, as a guiding principle, the family is happy. And if you disrupt with the opinion of the father, somebody goes away, somebody is not happy, the family is disturbed. Similarly, if you agree with the instruction of Krishna and God, the whole human society is in peace and prosperity. If you don't agree, disagree, then it is deception. The instruction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You take it, you agree to it, and you give them help in this world and next world.
Okay.